The Earth Revolves Around the Dumb. By End Politicians, March 14, 2024. Blog, Hidden in Plain Sight, Politics, Propaganda, Scum of the Earth, Shock Gobbles, Stupidity Incarnate, The Human Condition, Throne Trolls, Truth Be Told, Writing. Dumb thee down, up the hatch. So easily spewed, yet so hard to swallow. Ah, needing to vomit in one's own mouth upon non-retentive offerings. Podia-wise, the breakfast of champions. For those to have crossed any sort of finish line anyways. Consumptive cookery, a constant ringing of that dinning bell. Apocalypse Now reflex, I hate the smell of steak home in the morning. Audibly acidic, synaptically bulimic, no matter the mealy helping. To think, some binge upon that wake-induced viewing of rigor mortis colonoscopic purging. A medium for the ages, right between obscenely minuscule and hideously non-existent. Call it a union of the state address, plus a side of the commercial frontline casualties. Saliently nursed and doctored, terminally ill, CBC and fiends. Welcome to the chunder. Staged of the outhouse. So vile have those Romanov revivalist Windsors become that Kate and the Mein Kampf triplets being ceremoniously dangled in a public pander fest of public relations blitzkrieg under the coordinated Photoshop folly full frontal gin and Teutonic assaulting. OMG, look at that edited sleeve and uneven zipper. Oh, how cute those little monsters are. Never mind the reptilian scholiness and centuries of genocide planning and profiteering. Somebody had better do a background check and see if little Prince George is packing a junior NSDAP membership card. Yes, like Queen Charles III's immensely diseased Phyllis and an immediate family member, this Kate and Co. photo was preemptively planned and planted for an undeserved, continually faltering degenerative familial elongation process. Well, at least we now know that Princess Kate is alive after her recent abdominal surgery, though one wonders if Kate's neuroses has finally taken hold after quite realizing the royal mess to which she has gotten herself into, by means of her pica disorder finally coming to light after having a pound of 31 types of pubic hairs, one 10-carat diamond, 17 ice cream cone lapel pins with a J and B in each of the two scoops of ice cream. 6 keys to the Bank of England, 14 Iron Cross War medals, 6 solid gold Ben Washington balls, 7 laminated NSDAP membership cards, 2 ivory butt plugs. Imbued with Queen Charles III's official seal, 8 build back better tie clips, 4 5-carat rubies, 13 and a half pairs of CIA cufflinks, Winston Churchill's monocle, 47 teeth from officially confirmed missing underage children, Hitler's mustache, 5 Syracuse decatracts, the Holy Grail, Heinrich Himmler's glasses, 7 versions of microfilm with UWI implementation instructions, 9 Star of David pendants carved from the skulls of Palestinian babies, 14 SS Totenkopf rings, 11 gin bottle caps, a disassembled Walther Pages with MI5 markings, and 67 buttons from Royal Guard uniforms to name a few of the less elaborate items to be removed from Kate's abdomen. Oh, and one gold Canadian maple leaf coin, making Kate a greater holder of gold than the Bank of Canada, go figure. Granui bui sutomi. That little moron was a little moron. A little moron what? That's right, a buggery swallowing boiled frog, ribbit ribbit. A little moron what? More on board officially kicking off World War III. Qui d'autre coup intel gato aux fruits français? Emmanuel Ribbit Ribbit Macron of course. The French leader finds himself in a terrible crisis of the ages, such being that his wife Brigitte Trudeau, 24 years his senior, has finally reached the age where performing her residential presidential duties, namely that of donning the royal, officially ribbed scepter strap-on dildo has become too enduring a task to finish her short or long-term channeling obligations, leaving Emmanuel Ribbit Ribbit Macron unpleasantly dissatisfied and eager to take out his emasculate frustrations upon firstly French military personnel, and subsequently the millions more NATO soldiers and innocent civilians the world over set for evaporative eradication once NATO ramps up the hostilities due to Macron's insatiably unfulfilled and ribbed for his pleasure royal scepter appetite. Ribbit ribbit. Grenouille boui, ribbit ribbit. Other than Joe Biden and co, surely there are no greater confused mongoloids than the European political and aristocratic establishment, who live in such a degenerate mind froth, believing that coordinatively sending in excess of $250 billion of weapons and financial aid, along with military advisors, battle tactics, literal boots on the ground in Ukraine, along with endless propaganda somehow leaves them as not being a party to the military conflict at hand. Some would certainly label such demented thinking as that of collective psychopathy in a troop of career criminals already to have been botcherly lobotomized to the threshold of it not being able to recognize its own reflective gaze in the mirror yet being put in command of the collective public at large. Though to straight up call it mental retardation sure sits better in my books. Geez, what could possibly go wrong? Ribbit ribbit. Such a royal French political prostitute. Ribbit ribbit, dangling the future while angling the trajectory. He puts his left foot in, he puts his left foot out, he puts his left foot in, and he shakes it all about, he does the yuki pokey and he turns the West around, that's what it's all about. And they are probably ignorant enough to believe their own vacated vagaries. NATO countries and the West in general have doubled, tripled, quadrupled, quintupled down to further sacrifice their fiscal sanity, population safety, economic prosperity, world standing, minuscule competency, geopolitical illiteracy, defensive weaponry. In an effort to destabilize and attempt at conquering, for literal old world imperial hegemonic barbarism, Russia's natural resources and geographical location entirety in a decades-long operation of which they failingly cut their regime change teeth on MAGR foes including AK-47 toting some dwellers, and have not only stalled in their Ukrainian goals, but are moving backwards against a willingly nuclear-armed enemy literally making its last stand against the greatest terrorist organization the world has ever known, all the while surely knowing most assuringly, all of their nothingness, including their globalist democracy, hangs in the balance of the schizophrenic incompetence displayed for anyone paying attention to critique analogy-wise as but mere toddlers throwing sand in the sandbox while proclaiming to be kings of the world. So the question is, are these imperial slobs going to tuck tail, admit their folly, let sanity prevail, relinquish some necessary incompetence and think of peace and prosperity? Well, if the future is any indication of the past, expect stratospheric ash clouds, blinding bursts of light and ungodly marshmallow factory roasting phenomena totality. These Western dolts have nowhere to go but down and they seem incapable of getting there on wise decisions. That French fruitcake Macron was just planting the radioactive seed to introductory furrow some brows. It seems NATO prostitute puppets will find a way to get jackboots and large upon Ukrainian ground by any treacherous means necessary. Ribbit ribbit. Haitian damnation. Forget about the Haitian shuffle, it is time for a not-so-fun session of gambling with one's own life in a sickly game of 4,000-plus pickup, as that is around the number of Haitian criminals to have been recently broken out of Haiti's two largest prisons by roving gangs of depraved lost souls cannibalizing their geographical location entirety, while in the front of their rampant thuggery thoroughly decrepit minds believing to be in some form of freedom struggle where a criminal contingent, themselves, are just a few leaps and signatories away from creating a Haitian, well, at least semi-paradise, right? Okay. Would you believe they believe that they will rape, pillage, steal, smash, ingest copious amounts of narcotics at will until they are recognized internationally as a legitimate player in the political scene? Yeah, sounds about right. Such is the gangbanger's paradise after all. Ghettoization of the mind into vile societal projection. Voila! What a disaster, a decades-long disaster. And no doubt clearly an even larger disaster waiting in the miasmic reek of geopolitical posturing seemed dead set at assuring Haiti remains a torn zone born of empire du jour likability. And to think, good old USA, 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 was dead set on Canada playing the leading role in becoming bogged down into what would certainly be nothing other than a perpetual Haitian nightmare, and most certainly on the grounds of luring Canada into a no-win situation as some form of macabre retribution for forming alternate opinions to the terror regime of DC ejection apparatus. Thank goodness Canada refused to be the mark. Certainly it would make more sense if African troops were to play some role in the needed assistance to a Haitian cause, if the empire du jour were to be permanently removed from assuring Haiti, the first true African-led republic, remain a stagnant catastrophe of heightened despair. Kenya was poised to take the leading role in aiding Haiti security-wise, was being the ultimate description. As even now Kenya has come to realize the abject insanity it would be to send a MacArthur force into such a whirlwind of concurrent deceit. If only Haiti had oil reserves, the US would be on it like Joe Biden on a giant novelty-size ice cream cone. Anyone else have the feeling that Joe Biden's Air Force One and limousine smells like children's tears? One might ponder if there ever was truly the justified need of a supposed coalition of the willing to bring actual needed stability to a deserving geographical location, Haiti would most certainly be it of the Western Hemisphere. And to go even further, would not but a mere fraction of the over quarter trillion wasted US dollars of egregious Western blood money sent to catastrophically, and more than likely radioactively, commit the collective suicide of Western governments at large have gone to a more productive effort in aiding Haiti and giving it the needed boost to get back on its feet? Well, as Victoria Nuland and the rest of Western aristocracy might say, fuck the Haiti, we prefer Ukrainian blood and brains spattered in that European theater of imperial string pulling. CR